Praise the Lord. I'm glad to see each and every one of you out in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Just to check, make sure my pages are right, because I know Isaiah was up there preaching. He told me he needed one more minute to finish. Well, are you really expecting God to do something great and powerful in your life? If you're really expecting it, then God said you're going to get it. He said he wants us full of expectancy. And not bad thing, not negative things, but positive things to come your way. It doesn't matter what the enemy's telling you. God is a positive God. And he wants us to walk positively for his kingdom here in this earth. Amen. Now we got this all straight. We're walking in expectancy. We're walking in the positive realm and not the negative realm. And because we're doing that, we're going to receive. Everything I've been reading and everything God's been telling us, that he's ready to bless us abundantly. So, I'm ready to be blessed, aren't you? Father, I just thank you and I praise you tonight. Everybody in this room gives you all praise, honor, and glory, Father. We all thank you that you have already showed up in our midst and you're already moving amongst your people. We also thank you, Father God, that you are not a man that you should lie. And we are expecting each and every word you've ever spoken over our lives to come to pass. And Father, we just thank you for it tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. How many of you realize today is the first day of Lent? We're going to be talking about that little bit at the end, but right now we're going to talk about something else. Unexpected paths and gifts. We are in a time where the Lord is calling us to watch for the new and unexpected paths he will reveal in the coming weeks. We will need to use discernment to recognize the paths, and when we will need to be led by peace on the leading of the Spirit. The Lord is bringing course adjustments to the paths of many people, which will lead to great advancement. Let's read that again, because we really need to get this down into our spirit. We are in a time where the Lord is calling us to watch for the new and unexpected paths he will reveal in the coming weeks. That means each one of you, the path that God has your feet on, be watching to see how God's leading you down that path. We will need to use discernment to recognize the paths, and we will need to be led by peace on the leading of the Spirit. Now, you know, you might miss what God's trying to do with you or show you if you are not walking in discernment. Excuse me. The Lord is bringing course adjustments to the paths of many people, which will lead to great advancement. So I don't care what kind of path you've been walking down, God's going to adjust that path. So don't get all befuddled and blown out of shape because God's adjusting your path a little. He is first highlighting areas of the heart that need to be surrendered and brought into alignment with his heart and ways. I was telling Nancy and Brett, because I asked her to make up a new banner. See, our banner says, "You are a warrior of God." I was sitting here the other night and God said, "Take that sign down." All right. So today I was sitting at my computer and I was studying. I said, "All right, God," I heard it again, "take that sign down." I said, "All right, God, I'll take it down, but what would you want me to put in its place?" And he said, "Commitment." He said, "They're not warriors. They're not even committed to the fight." So we're making up a new banner that's going to say commitment. Then once you get the commitment thing down, then you'll be a true warrior. Amen. So I said, he is first highlighting areas of the heart, that's why I brought that up, the sign up, that need to be surrendered and brought into alignment with his heart and ways. As his people align their hearts with his, the new paths will be revealed to them. In addition to unexpected paths opening, the Lord is releasing gifts to his people to prepare, position, and align them. Now listen to this, in addition to unexpected paths opening up. The Lord is releasing gifts to his people to prepare, position, and align them with the paths he will open to them. In other words, he's taking us a different direction. These gifts may be presented in unexpected ways, so it will be important to discern and embrace these gifts as they will bring much-needed healing, refreshing, hope, peace, alignment, and instruction. They're going to come in unexpected ways, and don't ask me what the unexpected ways are because I don't know. All right, let's then. New and unexpected paths. Now, this is what God says. Watch for new paths to open in the coming weeks. He didn't say months, he said weeks. That will bring a repositioning and a course adjustment. Don't miss what I have for you just because it is not presented in the way you expected. Look with an open heart and with discernment on what is, look with an open heart and with discernment on what is presented before you. Quit closing your heart to the things that God's trying to change in your life. Those that are open to receive the new path presented to them will find reward and advancement await them as they step out in obedience to my leading. God is calling a lot of people, or let's just say you're already a praise and worship leader, and you're just excited and gung-ho doing praise and worship with all your heart, and all of a sudden God said, okay, now I want you to go over here and I want you to be a bookkeeper. Yeah, that's what it's just something like that, you know. And are you going to say, but I like being a praise and worship leader, but I want you to be a bookkeeper. You know, don't fight God in what he's going to be asking you to do. I'm just using that as an example. And God said, in all things be led by peace. You will have peace to step out on the path before you, for my spirit will fill you with peace. And God's been talking to us about walking in peace. God said, peace on the step will be confirmation the path that opens is of me. So when God starts adjusting your path, if you are in perfect peace about it, then you know it's God doing this. When you have peace on the direction I am leading you to, you will need to boldly step out. The bold step of faith will be the key to unlock the path. For faith is the key to partnership with me. It is the key that unlocks my promises, but the key must be used. The faith key must be used in order to see the unlocking. I am looking for those who have active faith. Now is the hour to use the key of faith. So if he's all into praise and worship and God said be a bookkeeper, he's just going to say, well, okay, I'm going to step over in by faith. I'm going to step over here into the bookkeeper position. Are you understanding this? Not knowing why God's doing it or what he's going to do with you, you're just going to, by faith, do what he's telling you to do. And Colossians 3:15 says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the anointed one who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. So many people are so unthankful to God in the body of Christ. They groan and moan and carry on like a fool. Be thankful. The Word of God tells you to be thankful. Now, God said many people will see small adjustments come to their path in the coming weeks. And these small adjustments will lead to great change. See that? Small adjustments and course corrections will lead to the opening of wide doors of destiny. All right? God said these course corrections will come on the back of heart corrections. For I am not only revealing and opening new paths that will bring advancement, but I am revealing areas of the heart that need to be surrendered and realigned. God said, as my people align their hearts with mine, the unexpected and new paths of advancement will be revealed to them. I am exposing areas of pride, hardness of heart, and areas not surrendered to me. Are you seeing it? Let God reveal to you where your heart is really at. Not where you think it's at, but where it's really at. God said, those who pray as my servant David did to search me and know my heart and see if there be any grievous way in me will find hidden areas revealed to them by my Spirit, and heart transformation will come to them by the work of my hand. And what was David's prayer in Psalm 139:23? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there are any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And God said, those who pray as my servant David did will find hidden areas revealed to them by my Spirit, and heart transformation will come to them by the work of my hand. I've continually told you, every day you should search your heart. Every day you should go before God and say, God, is there anything in me that's not pleasing to you? If there is, remove it. And when I do that, I go to him with an open heart, and in truth and honesty, I really want God to show me who I am and where I'm at, and am I doing anything at all that is not of him. And as you do that, I'm hearing God say, I will transform you into the image that I want you to be. All right, but you're going to have to be honest about this, and you're going to have to be ready for too many sit in the body of Christ and they blame everything on God, and really it's them. It's them not yielding to God and doing the things that God has called them forth to do. Things aren't always going to go your way. I'm sorry, guys. They just are not. And the more you walk away from God, the more you delve into sin, the more you're not going to get anything from God, because he's finished with that. He's not going to honor any type of sin in your life. You know the word. All right, so if you have an old habit and you get upset, instead of running to God, who you're already mad at, you run back to your old habit. Isn't that the way it used to be with you, Aaron? Yeah. Instead of turning to God and, you know, and asking him to help you, you turn back to your old habit. What did the old habit do? Got you in more bondage, right? It messed you up, he says. We have to learn to run to God. All right, then God said, these new paths are ones that my people will walk, displaying my truth, power, and love, for all elements are needed. These new paths are pioneering paths, so that means you've never gone that way before. Amen. And you know, I think that's so awesome that he said it, because as a forerunner, we are always called to go down a path that nobody else has ever gone down before, including you. And he's taking you down to that new path so you can prepare a way for others to follow you. Isn't that awesome? I just really think that's awesome how much God loves us. All right, he's going to talk about new and unexpected gifts. God said, many people will also receive new and unexpected gifts from me. It will be a time where my people say, truly, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, and James, as James 1:17 will be highlighted and plain to see. And James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Many people will also receive new and unexpected gifts from God. Isn't that awesome? Don't be content with what you already have tonight. I want the new. I want the unexpected. Don't you love to go into delve into new things? I hate the old way of doing things all the time. That gets boring. And God is not a boring God. God says, again, it will be important for my people to use discernment to recognize the gifts. I'm sorry, to recognize the gifts are from me and to embrace them. Not every gift will be presented in a way that is expected. The gifts will be linked to the paths that will open. You're going to all of a sudden have these gifts. You say, what am I going to do with these? Well, God's getting ready to open a new path for you, and you're going to use those new gifts in that new path. All right? These gifts will prepare, position, fuel, and align my people for the paths I open. In all things, it will be important to remember that my ways are higher. God said, many people may not see the full blessing and fruit of the gift I am releasing to them until they have walked further down the path I am leading them to. But they will see every gift has purpose and great reward, and fruit comes to those who embrace the gifts I release. See that? Many people may not see the full blessing and fruit of the gift I'm releasing to them until They have walked further down the path I am leading them to. But they will see every gift has purpose, and great reward and fruit comes to those who embrace the gifts I release. Isaiah 55:9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I'm going to tell you right now, guys, even if God just finished chastising you and moved you, took your mantle, that was him putting you in a new path. You were finished with that path. And now he wants you on a new path because he wants to use you in a mightier way than he did on the path he took you from. But see, people don't understand that. They get all befuddled and they grumble and gripe. They want to leave God and they just do all kind of dumb things because, well, God, you aren't using me. Well, no, because he wants to take you to a different place, a different path, because there's something in you that now where he had you was fine. But now there's something deeper within you that he wants to use you to do for him. And as long as you're complaining and mourning because you lost out, you think, you're never going to move into that new path. You're going to stay in the in-between place there, and you're going to sit there and just waste away. All right? God said some people will receive gifts that bring alignment, and these will include correction. Okay, I got ahead of God here. For I correct those I love. Others will receive gifts of alignment through divine connections that bring strengthening and building a relationship and character. God's going to bring new relationships into your lives that's going to help build your character and strengthen you. All right? God said, fully embrace God's correction as part of your training. Fully embrace God's correction as part of your training, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. For who has heard of a child who never had to be corrected? I haven't seen one yet. Amen. Including myself. Hebrews 12:7 will tell you that. I forgot to write it out. You can go back and read it. Hebrews 12:7. Now, God said, many people will receive gifts that bring refreshing and renewed hope. Where my people have lost hope for the promise and path I have set before them, they will find I am releasing to them gifts that renew them. They will then look with steadfast hope and faith on the path set before them. Many people are in need of refreshing due to the weariness they feel from past battles, and they will find I release gifts that refresh and strengthen them. You know, I feel so sorry for you sitting here tonight that you just cannot understand the love of God, and how in his love he corrects us, and sometimes he makes us sit down and be still, and other times he'll take our mantles away and give us a new mantle. But we like the one we were working under, and we don't want the new one, and you're so dumb you don't understand the new mantle has more anointing on it than the one he took away from you. Are you understanding this tonight? Why do you put God in a box? Why don't you want all that God has for you, no matter what you have to do to get there? Think about this for a little bit. Now, Romans 15:13 says, now may God, the inspiration fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace. Here's that joy he wants us to keep. That fill you with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continuously surround your life with a superabundance until you radiate with hope. And Isaiah 40:31 says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their... I love this scripture. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God gave me that scripture as soon as I was born again. And I love that scripture because you know what? If when things are going bad and you wait on the Lord, he does renew your strength. I'm hearing him say, I always properly align you for the battle that you're going to go through. It's only when you walk away from my alignment that the battle takes you under. Okay? God said, others will see me release gifts of reward. To them for whom I have seen their faithfulness, and I reward those who diligently seek me. These gifts will be their heart's desires, for their hearts are aligned with mine, and their heart's desires have been placed there by me and will be fulfilled at my appointed time at such a time as this. Let's read that again, because this, if you really know what God's saying, it's exciting. Others will see me release gifts of reward. God's going to start rewarding you for your faithfulness. To them, for I have seen their faithfulness, and I reward those who diligently seek me. If you have assignment that's really super bad, but no matter how bad it is for you, and you're faithful and stay in that assignment, this is who God's talking about right now. It might be years ago that, you know, maybe 20 years that you've been doing what God's told you to do faithfully, without complaining, just knowing that God knows what he's doing. Now you're going to be rewarded. You wanted to be rewarded 19 years ago. But God knows the perfect time to reward you. All right? Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. You have to have faith in you. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him. God has been saying to us, seek me with all your heart. He's been saying to us, I want an intimate relationship with you. And, you know, some of you say, well, why should I do that for you? Well, you don't have to, because then he's not going to bless you either. It's up to you. God tells you what he wants, and if you don't give it, he's not going to do anything for you either. It's very simple to follow God's word. It's very simple to be a Christian. Just read his word and do what he's telling you to do, period. And quit blaming others because you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, right? All right, God says, just as there is a link between the alignment of the hearts of my people and the new paths I will reveal, so too is there a link between the gifts I release and the healing of the hearts of my people. Just as heart corrections will come before the revealing of the unexpected and new paths, so my people will see healing come to their hearts following the unexpected gifts I release to them. Just as heart corrections will come before the revealing of the unexpected and new paths. So don't look for the unexpected or the new paths unless you allow God to correct your heart. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Some of you want to be, you act like spoiled kids. You want to do your thing your way and still God reward you. And I'm so glad he doesn't. Aren't you glad he doesn't do that for you? I'm so glad he makes me listen to him and do the things he's told me to do before he rewards me. Because if he didn't do that, I wouldn't be worth anything for his kingdom. I just really wouldn't. You're not even worth anything for yourself, let alone others. Because you keep going down that same wrong path, and you'll lead others down that same wrong path. And God said, these gifts will bring restoration, realignment, hope, peace, refreshing, healing, and wholeness. I search the heart and I desire the hearts of my people to be a wellspring of life. I search the hearts. God does. Are you allowing God to search your heart? Are you allowing God to do the things he wants to do within your life? This is the ending of what he said, and we're going to go into something else. Are you allowing God to do the perfect work within you, or are you still complaining? You know, a lot of people blame God because they have to have an excuse for going back into sin. Did you understand that? They have to blame it on somebody, and after all, God, it's your fault that I'm going back into my sin because you didn't do what I asked you to do. You made me suffer, and I don't want to suffer. Jesus suffered, didn't he? Didn't he, Grace? So what makes us think we shouldn't suffer? Amen. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Let's just stop there. You know, God told us a while back, Christmas time was here. Remember that? And he said, I have all the gifts wrapped with big red bows around them, and I want to give you those gifts now. We haven't received the gifts, evidently. Because he's still talking about when to give us gifts. Come on. You really need to think about this really hard. All right. God has brought the body to the season of grace and hope. And I'm going to talk about Lent right now. Today, February 26th, started the season of Lent, and in this season, God wants the body to examine themselves. Lent is a 40-day journey of self-reflection and self-denial that prepares the believer for Holy Week leading to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. You need to put that on the web. It's Lent to date if you haven't done that. Throughout this period, Christians are invited to examine themselves as they remember the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus on their behalf for the next 40 days. That's what you should be doing. And we don't get the little dot on our forehead. We have the cross. All right? Nothing wrong with the dot. I'm just not going to give you a dot. All right? It is also a time, Lent is also a time for setting aside our past sins and failures in light of the blessed future hope of who we will become by God's grace. Accompanying this season of repentance is fasting, almsgiving, reflection, and prayer. Some of you have already told me that God has called you to fast, and this is the season to do that. Traditionally, this season has been marked by fasting from food and entertainment as a way to experience in some way Christ's own self that should be denial. Traditionally, this season has been marked by fasting from food and entertainment as a way to experience in some way Christ's own self-denial. These 40 days of self-denial are meant to help believers identify with and understand the depths of Christ's own self-denial on our behalf through his suffering and sacrifice on the cross. I'm really hoping and praying that you all will take this to heart very seriously. And I hope you will do self-examination. And I hope you will do some sort of fast. He doesn't care what kind of fast you do, but do some sort of fast. You know, in the entertainment, it might be a TV program you just wouldn't miss for anything in the world. Well, miss it for the next 40 days. All right? Self-denial. And see what God will do for you. All right, why 40 days? The number 40 is deeply scriptural. God sent rain for 40 days and nights during the great Noah flood. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai with God. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before gaining the promised land. And Jesus went into his own wilderness and fasted for 40 days, where he was tested and tempted by Satan before he began his ministry. So some of you, if you haven't really gotten into your full ministry, maybe you need to fast 40 days and nights to start your ministry. I know when God first called me, he had me fast 40 days and 40 nights, and I didn't know anything about fasting in the 40 days and 40 nights. But when I was finished with the 40 days and 40 nights fasting period, he set me in my ministry that I didn't know was coming. That was a gift I was not expecting. You understand this. So this might be a time, and God did tell me 2 months ago that he was calling the Lighthouse Church into a season of fasting. So this today when I saw this about Lent, I said, well, God, I'm going to teach this because this is probably the time that you want us to go into fasting so that you can do what you want to do with us. All right? I don't have food for money. Fast. You won't die. I fasted 80 days. And I'd only drank water just every now and then because somebody said if I didn't, I was going to die. And believe me, I didn't die after the 80 days. I fasted 40 days and nights, and then I drank a glass of water because somebody said that's what you should do because I didn't know anything about fasting. And then next day, I went right back in and did another 40-day fast back to back. I did not die. I lost a lot of weight, but I did not die. So don't tell me you're going to die because you won't. Now, if somebody has a health issue, God will tell you a certain way to fast. And listen to see what God tells you to fast. And don't let it be your own imagination either. All right? During this season of Lent, we are called to remember our mortality and express our need for God's mercy and forgiveness. We are invited to remember that one day we will return to the dust from whence we came. And it is by God's grace, gracious gift, that we will be resurrected from the dead and given everlasting life. Now, Ephesians 2, 4 through 6 says, "But God still loved us with such great love. He is so rich in compassion and mercy. Even when we were dead and doomed in our many sins, he united us into the very life of Christ and saved us by his wonderful grace. He raised us up with Christ, the Exalted One, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm, for we are now co-seated as one with Christ." Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and God has been inviting us to come up into the third heaven and sit with him also. All right? I was going to teach on deliverance, that I went this way instead, but I just want to bring something out. I'll still do that, but I want to bring something out. You know, we're talking about going to the third heaven, all right? And I've been reading Jay Bartlett's little blog he puts out, and he's always talking about the people that get delivered. They go up to heaven. They see God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, and they do all kind of things up there. But I noticed one thing. Jay Bartlett has not yet gone. I said, look at this. I said, you know, I kept reading all these things, and he keeps telling me, what did you see up there? And is that the other night? I said to God, I said, Jay Bartlett hasn't gone to heaven yet, but all the people he does deliverance on does. So, well, I said that to say this. Don't get excited if you haven't gone to heaven. All right? Because Jay Bartlett really follows. I mean, he's a holy man. He's out there doing deliverance for quite a few years, but he hasn't gone to heaven. And I found out neither did Bob Larson. He hasn't gone to heaven yet either. Why is that so? I don't know. You take time. You go ask God. I'm still expecting to go to heaven now. All right? I'm still going to go to the third heaven like God said and be seated at his feet and have him teach me. I don't care if Jay Bartlett or Bob hasn't gone yet or not. I want to go. All right? Hebrews 2:14, since all his children have flesh and blood, so Jesus became human to fully identify with us. He did this, he did this so that he could experience death and annihilation, the effects of the intimidating accuser who holds against us the power of death. Jesus became flesh like you and I so he could wipe out the things that Satan was trying to do. Verse 13 says, by embracing death, Jesus sets free those who live their entire lives in bondage to the tormenting dread of death. For it is clear that he didn't do this for the angels, but for all the sons and daughters of Abraham. This is why he had to be a man and take hold of our humanity in every way. He made us brothers and sisters and became our merciful and faithful king, priest, before God, as the one who removed our sins to make us one with him. He suffered and endured every test and temptation, people. So why? So that he can help us every time we pass through the ordeals of life. There isn't anything that you experience that Jesus hasn't already experienced. Absolutely nothing. Now, you talk about lust and perversion. Here's a man who had women around him all the time, washing his feet, kissing him, anointing him with oil, yet he didn't take him to bed. Get out of here. Don't tell me you have to be tempted. The Word of God tells us Jesus was in all ways tempted, as man was. So your desires that you do are from the demonic forces that you yielded yourself to, and God is more than able to deliver you from those temptations. I don't care if you're man or woman, God is able to deliver you from every temptation. All right? Eating, he can deliver you from too. I can't fast. Yes, you can. You just don't want to. I know. I've been there recently. I could fast. I just didn't want to. Taco salad looked so good. I think I'll eat a plate. You know, I didn't have to do that because Jesus made a way of temptation. Just don't put it on your plate, right? You see what we're saying here tonight? Tonight, God wants you to embrace the new and unexpected paths that he's going to put before your feet. He does not want you to fight him in this. I said, tonight God wants you to embrace the new and unexpected paths that he's put before you. He does not want you to fight him in this. In other words, when God's telling you to do something, don't push his voice away. Don't start singing so you sing over his words. Listen to what God is telling you to do and then just flat do it. It really is simple. But see, you're so used to pampering and babying yourself and having your own way and throwing your temper tantrums that you just go ahead and do what you want to do and then blame God. God's not going to come down here and sew your mouth shut. He's not going to come down here and tie you to a chair. He's not going to break every bottle of booze in the world. He's not going to do away with crack. He's not going to do away with pot. These are all temptations put out there to see how much faith you really have and how strong you really are. But yet you blame God. Well, you put it in front of me, so I had to do it. You didn't take care of my emotions, so I had to give in to my emotions. That's a lie. Right? You didn't have to do all that. Now we're being honest here, and you didn't have to go have your ears pierced. But you did. God didn't take that needle and stick it in your ear. You went and had it done on purpose. The Bible tells us not to do that kind of stuff, right? See, you just sit around and blame God for things that are not God's fault. Why don't you start blaming it on who it is, yourself? Not even on the devil. Blame yourself for what you do. Because it's you. It's your body, right? It's your arms, legs, and feet, and mouth. So then the devil cannot really pick you up, make you walk anywhere. He tempts you to do it, right? But he doesn't pick you up, make you go. You go willingly. He doesn't have to force you to do anything. You just do everything so willingly. Are you ready for the new and unexpected paths? Are you ready for the correction that God has to do to you to get you ready for the new paths? Because the path you've been on and the things you were doing cannot go on to the new path. You have to change somewhere along the line. And tonight you need to change. And since the day is the first day of Lent, and I just taught you about fasting, maybe you just need to sit down tonight and pray. And, oh, dear God, you want me to fast on March the 10th. Is that right, Lord? No, he wants you to start fasting right now. Amen. For the next 40 days, he wants you to do this. Fast. Search your heart. Allow God to come in and remove anything that's not of him. Get rid of all your excuses. Quit blaming me. Wow, she wouldn't have preached that way. I wouldn't have did this. I don't care what you blame on me because it doesn't bother me any. But you know, it does bother me when you blame God. That really does bother me. Why don't you blame the correct person, yourself and the devil? You glorify the devil and yourself. But you shame God, and that is a shame. The altar's open tonight. If you really want to walk in the new paths that God wants you to walk in, the altar's open for you to say, God, do whatever you have to do to me so I can step onto that new path.